Good day, good evening, good night, everyone, and wherever you are around the world, listening to us live. And if you're not listening to us live, well, I don't know. Thank you for listening anyway. But we missed you. Just letting you know, we missed you. And we're here live for the 2016 French Open. They're trying to call it. But for me, it's just a minor. You know what? Don't take it from real. Don't take it from real. This is just a minor stop on the map, okay? Particularly on the men's side. That's just a big old fat challenger. But, you know, before I go any further, I am nothing without my co-hostesses with the mostesses. We have Andrine from Solely Tennis Travel, and from that background noise you're hearing, she's clearly traveling.
I'm totally in the midst of traveling from work. Because these people... I always get punished on the West Coast, don't I?
Not really. Fuck you and your lovely weather, whatever.
Yeah, right?
And now that y'all can use water, now you got back real access to water, y'all are feeling yourself, you know what? No time for you. And our foreign correspondent, all the way from somewhere in Ohio, I believe, is the Cato Killer North podcast, is Janina.
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
We're all here. Yes. Oh,
okay. Just making sure, you know. I don't want to, you know. And folks, for those who are listening out in the webosphere, internet, on via YouTube, in case we fuck up, it's not our fault. It's Google's fault. They have been fucking with us. So we will get back to you live as soon as we can in case anything breaks down. And don't forget, you can comment to us anytime on Twitter. Hashtag RTF live podcast, live cast. Actually, didn't even need to waste characters putting that hashtag. Just tweet one of us and we will make a comment and we'll give you a shout out. And of course, it's reels right here. So, ladies, you don't have to take my word for it, but you know, for me, I think Paris got itself a big old fat challenger.
It's so unkind. It's so unkind.
I mean, like, you know, usually you roll up in Paris and there's a pizzazz, there's an energy, there is a, you know, a joie de vivre. But this year is just, it just feels like, oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. Like the tennis. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Okay.
Yeah, we need 5 of them.
Oh, you can hear it?
Oh, I hear it.
Oh, okay, because I can't hear it, so I don't know. See?
Tony says he doesn't see it on our page that we're live.
Oh, we are definitely live, Tony. So let me get you the link, Tony, just to make
sure. Truth be told, I don't see it either.
This will be real fun. This is going to be real fun.
Oh,
I love
my
it.
God.
We're it's not even. That we're live now, but I can't seem to pull it.
Oh,
up.
Because they're always late.
Yeah, always slightly delayed.
Oh, there's a delay. And he says now it's there. Okay.
Yes, Tony. Yes. So, Tony, when you get this, you would already have made a comment, and we'll put it up there for you. And I think they're trying to censor us, but you know what? There's no holding us.
Okay. So, anyway. Let's go on. Let's get in it. Let's get in this tea thing. What's your overall impression, Reels?
Okay, I, honest to God, I think I am paying more money to watch the women matches in the first few rounds. There's far more interesting things happening there, I find, than on the men's side. On the men's side, I am like, I don't know who the fuck made this draw, or perhaps when, you know, Roger and, you know, Dolgopolov and...
Gael
and somebody else.
Gael.
They pulled out, you know, things got out. Topsy-turvy, but I swear to you, I don't know.
I'm not pleased.
I am not pleased. I don't see anything that's going to be like, oh my God, I can't wait for this matchup. No, I can't. I mean, no. So I'm thinking, perhaps, you know, we have that running theory on this podcast that, you know, the women start out sort of like with a bang and then sort of fizzle out in the end and the men sort of start out, but we all know what's going to happen in the end anyway at the French Open, so I doubt that the men is going to bring their life back up. They're going to get their life together and bring any sort of real excitement towards the end. I think it's going to be like a sour note from the beginning to the end. That's just me. Andrine? I mean, well, Andrine looked like she's muted.
No, I'm there.
Okay.
I think I have the exact same impression. It was sort of weird. I was looking, I was going through the women's draw, and from the first round all the way to week, all the way through week one, there are a couple. Uh-oh, we've lost Reels.
Damn.
Oh, he's back. We thought we lost you, Reels. But anyway, yeah, I was actually really excited by some of the possible encounters. Obviously, the draw is what it is, and we don't know where it's going to go, but just the possibilities were exciting. He's gone again, but he'll be back. Was that the same thing that you had, Janina?
Well, I'm, you know what? We know that I don't love Clay. And I kind of really don't love it, given that Federer's not there, because he's the only one, in my opinion, that when he's healthy can truly challenge our friend Novak. I was hoping that Gael might do some business. That's not happening. It's just kind of a big, giant clusterfuck. I don't like it. And, of course, we're having technical difficulties. Because that's what Google does to us lately.
Are we having real technical difficulties, or is Reels just so bored that he's just opted out of the Roland Garros?
That also is a possibility, but given past experience, I know that we're going to not be live in like 2.5 seconds. It's just going to cut off. So, hey, we're going to take a commercial break sponsored by Meldonium, and then we'll be back.
I love it.
In a bit. Hello? Are
hey.
We back? Where's Andrine? Says we're live. Tony says, laugh out loud. Yeah, this is the life of a budget podcast.
Oh, we're back live.
Apparently, without Andrine.
Let me get her on for us. I was just... Let me just go...
So let me just, you know, say I hope you enjoyed that sponsor break from Meldonium. You got a big, fat, whole bunch of nothing, right? Yep, that's what the other people got taking it to.
I'm so sorry, folks. I hope people can hear us. Tony, can you confirm whether we are back from the break?
So that he will in a couple minutes. We're good.
It said that we are, so...
So, we'll just keep going forward. Anyways, the French Open is looking like it's going to be a whole bunch of shit. More shit than it usually is. It's always shit. But it's going to be more fucking shit because it just looks stupid.
Wow, Janina.
That's how I feel. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm kind of not in a very good mood today, and I apologize in advance.
Andrine
is in commute?
I am. I'll be home in like 2 minutes, so it'll be quieter.
Tony says he's ready for 50 minutes of a Janina solo rant. You know what?
No.
I could probably do it today. I could totally do that today. But I'm going to spare you because it wouldn't be pretty at all.
So fans out there, we attempted to try something. We're going to try to set our podcast to songs of Prince titles, because apparently Janina and Andrine are in love with Prince, but, you know...
Hey, we just thought it would would be a nice tribute. You know, we just lost an amazing artist, and it is what it is.
But I don't know how that's going to work because, you know, I thought I outranked Prince being a queen, so I'm not sure how it's going to work this evening. So let's see
how that... You could be the queen prince. I mean, the prince queen. How do you say it? I don't even know.
No. A queen is a queen. A prince is below a queen. Just the way it is, okay?
Apparently, but, he wasn't really a queen, though.
Who? Prince?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't trying to suspect about that, and I didn't know that was up for debate. I thought everything about Prince was quite apparent. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Andrina, you with us? So, yes, so apparently none of us likes the French Open at this time, but you know what? Since the ladies are being paid equally, we should talk about the men first.
That sounds ass backwards, but let's jump in. And hey, tweet us. We are at Reels Tennis Fans, at JLR78, and at @A_Gallivant. Let us know how Prince theme works into your Roland Garros draw as we work it into ours.
If not, just tell us how you really feel about the podcast.
Not the podcast. About the draw.
About the draw. Yeah. Someone tried to come for me on the podcast about us. It's like,
That's all right. We're not going to deal with that today. So, the men's.
The men's.
Okay. Who got the easy cakewalk draw again? Who did it? Are we all in agreement here? Come on. Who is walking right into the quarterfinal, probably the semis?
If you're going on the Prince Steve Springer style, I'm just going to say no way because he has actually the organizers, I would say, the draw. They get Let's Go Crazy from the 1984 album, I think, if I have that right. And this is, like, fucking crazy. I mean, like, well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's one way to look at it. I mean, I look at Nole's section. I was just like, look, Jesus Christ. Burdich, Ferrer, Tomic, Delbonis. I mean,
There's nobody there.
Who are these people? Like, I mean, these are just pigeons and scrubs all up in this top squad of the draw. And I'm just like... And no tea, no shade. Nadal is soon becoming Nole's pigeon. So right? I'm not even. I mean, like Dominic Thiem might provide some kind of but he has a whole lot. He has to beat Nadal again, best of five sets.
Right.
Not happening. Gauffin. Sanga. We're just happy if Sanga could get to the semifinals, and that's all we will take that, because God knows when he go against Nole, he's gonna get his ass screamed. His body's not even going to hold up for that. But I just look at this top half of the draw, and the only thing that really stood out to me, and I'm not lying, the only thing only match I'm going to watch in the top half is Bonacoric versus Taylor Fritz. That's it. And
hey,
I'm
that's
done.
The only one I've got starred. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's the only one that looks interesting. It's the only one that I feel like I'm really not sure what's going to happen that matters. There are other matches in this part of the draw, you know, that could go either way, but I think for whatever reason, this Korch Fritz match, it's the only one that matters. And I gave it the Prince song title sign of the times with these two young bucks coming up right now.
Yes, and they're hot. They're hot. No tea, no shade.
Oh, I gave, that's exactly the one that I have outlined as well. And I gave that one, baby, you are a star.
Baby, you are a star. I like it.
Because it just seemed like this was like a star-making turn. More, I think, for Fritz than George.
Yes, because George has been around for a while.
Yeah. And we expect him to win that match. But if Fritz could do it...
That would be a solid win. And it would be really good. Very good. The other match that I am looking forward to, because just for it being a... Actually, there are two other matches. And they're young people. It's... I'm going to butcher his name. It's Hyung Chung from Korea.
Yeah.
Versus Quinton Ailes. That should be a fun match. Two young up-and-comer players. Quinton got a wild card being from La France. And that should be a good fun match. I mean, like, they usually draw a top seed, a big guy, one of the big four or big three.
Exactly. So it's a real shot.
There's a real shot for them to make some second round money, and I'm all here for next round money. The messy match of this quarter, I'm going to put it down to Vasek Pospisil and Tomáš Berdych.
Hey, I marked that as not saying.
I mean,
what? Is that just a hot thing for the people, or a hot thing because the tennis is going to be wicked and weird?
It has absolutely nothing to do with the tennis. Nothing. It's all about cutie patooties.
No. I'm talking about the tennis because, you know, Berdych don't do anything for me. It does something for you, lady.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, yes, he has cute legs. I'm not gonna front on that.
And we do not categorize Berdych's legs as cute. They are fucking smoking hot.
Oh, right. Okay. Haters like me would say cute, okay? So, he has amazing legs. But beyond that, I mean, just like everything else up top. I mean,
he has a very cute face.
He does say some funny things, though. He would be hilarious to go drinking with if Mrs. Berdych lets him outside. But I just imagine Berdych hasn't done shit all year.
It's time for him to do something.
Maybe, but Berdych doesn't look that way. He doesn't. And there's no Federer in the draw, so he can't try to rise to the occasion for that one. And I just imagine Vasek Pospisil will win the first two sets and then play fucking shit for the next three and then lose it in 5 sets.
You guys are really nice to Vasek. I mean, I think he's got really cherubic features, but I feel like Vasek is going to go down fairly quickly to Berdych.
So do I. I don't think it's going to be a contest whatsoever.
Okay.
And that's fine, because I'm not there for the tennis.
At the end of the day, I do not see Vasek winning at all. I just think Vasek should take all his effort and energy and try to increase the profile for doubles, because he is a doubles player.
Listen, Young. Did you hear what I called it? I said hot thing, and it has nothing to do with the tennis.
Yeah, it was on my list last year, so my number three, Boo, get it together and get your shit together for the doubles. So nobody's looking for Ferrer, who is seeded number 11.
Nobody's looking for Ferrer. Nobody.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm not even sure I have Ferrer getting past. Well, I mean, I don't even know. I feel like Ferrer could even be passed by Monaco in the second round.
You know what? I struggled with that matchup too, and I'm really not sure. I mean, I don't know. Ferrer should win, but Pico can always get hot in many ways, right?
Yeah, I think Pico is going to come in.
Yeah.
That's just rude. That's just rude.
Hey, we never claim to be not rude.
That's just rude. Is he going to get through it? Maybe not. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, that don't look like a gimme match to me at all. That does not look like a gimme at all.
Well, maybe if Pico's hips are okay. Because that was a problem, right? He's got a hip issue or something?
Well, Pico won a title recently, right? He got his life together.
But he withdrew. He withdrew in Rome.
Oh, I think he's saving himself for French Open money.
Well, then.
Because Masters are kind of brutal for unseeded players. It's brutal for the scrubs.
And if Pico, if what he's having is hip issues, I mean,
Well, I don't test that out. Well, he just had a whole announcement. I mean, that's glory. No, the announcement from Pico was that he woke up and was in pain, right? Did we not read that announcement?
I did not read that.
It was a quarterfinal. Hello. It was just Rome. He struggled, beat someone, and then gave who a walkover. That's why we ended up with the crappy Puy versus Murray semis.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, yes, that is true.
I didn't know why. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's because Pico withdrew. Injury issues. So I'm sure maybe his injury is not as bad as Federer. So he should be around.
He's still fucking playing.
However,
some people don't know that when they're not well, they shouldn't play. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, I mean, the other matches in this sort of section of the draw that kind of got me excited were, especially in the first round, I don't really care about the two of them, but it should at least be eye candy. And I gave that the Prince song Beautiful Ones, which is Alexander Zverev and Pierre Hubert.
I know. That was, I mean.
That's a weird thing. You know what? I totally forgot that Pierre plays single, so.
Look, Pierre's trying to get
new?
Some money. No, no,
is
no.
This
he's
a new?
Been,
no.
He's been playing
no,
talent.
He's always.
No, that's why Mahout is ranked higher in the doubles than he is. Because Mahout has been playing. They're both, Mahout is, they're actually in the same, no, Mahout is in the other quarter. But am I right? No. Actually, they're in the same section. They could potentially play each other.
Oh, yes, they could, but they won't. It doesn't matter. They won't.
Anyway, my hotties are all in one section. I mean, we have, I picked Zverev, but y'all told me he looks like a child, so get a little fucking from him, so I had to put him aside. But Pierre is here. Sam Gross is playing Diva Dal in the first round.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I'm just hoping Sam doesn't get triple bagel or triple breadstick. Because one, he's
really
been injured.
You don't think he's gonna pose any kind of a problem whatsoever?
Girl, Sam hasn't won a match all year long.
Oh,
I don't think he hasn't won much challenges.
I'm not checking for Sam. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So hey,
he's been winning many challenges, and plus, he got nothing but a silver and volley game, and it is not gonna work on this clay. It is nope. Diva Dal just got a pick spot.
Well, so you know what?
Diva Dal is looking for a place to feel like, you know, energized. I mean, either get him a Spaniard or Sam Gross. And this is a gift, I think, for Diva Dal to start off his campaign for his French Open title. I mean, who's down here? I mean,
I don't like anything really on this half or this side of the draw. I really don't.
You know?
Not in the early rounds. No, I don't.
There's nothing.
Wait. You're not here for the possible Fabio Fognini and Diva Dal third round clash?
That's third round. I'm talking like round one, round two. Just nothing is really exciting for me at all.
Oh, you should watch Golbis and Seppi.
Why?
This might be the tournament because first of all, these two motherfuckers beat Federer at a major, and you know we all.
Is that how we judge people now by who beat Federer at a major? You know what? Go stand in the corner.
No, also, I mean,
this might be the tournament where Goldberg decides I gotta step up and be like the player I really am supposed to be and
no,
not be ranked in the 100.
That's not gonna be the tournament. So it's not gonna be this one. I mean, the thing that's I guess noteworthy in this section is that I'm supposed to care about Dominic Thiem. So. Because apparently Dominic Thiem is supposed to be fearsome on clay, and that's who we should be worried about. But
well,
isn't Dominic Thiem playing a final? I
can do one better for you. I heard a well-respected commentator whose name escaped me for now, but, you know, very well-respected, and he put Dominic Thiem as one of the person to win this French Open.
Whatever. Listen.
All right.
I don't think he wins. I don't think Dominic Thiem wins. I don't see him getting past Nole, but let me tell you where my mind's at. I have him getting to Nole.
Wait a minute. So you have him
taking out Nadal.
Rafa versus nope. I'm not there for that. I don't think that's possible. You know why? Because I guarantee you, I have a feeling that Thiem is not going to be efficient. I just know it. I think Thiem did the exact same thing that he's not supposed to do. Thiem is going to be playing a final tomorrow. Then he's going to hightail it to Paris. And he's going to start out playing a Spaniard, which, okay, he's going to grind him down. Then he's going to play GGL, who's not a slouch, because GGL did get rid of Stan. I mean, it was a French. So it's not that I doubt that his capacity, but I just don't know if he's going to survive all the way to meet Rafa.
You think he's going
to get tired? At some point, I just feel like I wonder if he can keep his legs under him, maybe. But this matchup that people want to have happen at the start of the second week between Rafa and Thiem, I just don't know.
I want it to happen.
Something else I was going to add. I'm sorry, wait, somebody... check me. You know, I don't let the ladies talk. Go ahead, you know? Hey, Drell Stars.
Thank you very much. I have Dominic and Nadal meeting in round four. I have labeled it with the Prince song "I Hate You" coming from Rafa's mouth. and I really I'm giving team a shot. I've got him going through.
You know, it's such a that little section is so weird, don't you think? Like that little quarter, like Rafa's section. I have to say, Rafa Teotoni did not pay his tribute. Because people have decided that they just wanted Rafa to get punished through this whole draw. Like, they want him to work from day one.
And you know what? If Rafa gets through this, because he does have some very real challenges. All of these matches he should win, but all of them he could potentially lose.
But
and
would it be that
surprising? And if he gets through them and he gets to Nole, popcorn. Because he's feeling good.
I think the problem is that he's not really, because what is also in here, they're not any real traditional players who can give him any good stuff to get his game together. Sam Graf is only going to be serving. Kenny DeShepherd is only going to be serving if he meets him in the second round. Then he has Fonini, who's either going to be lights out
Or directionless.
If he does get the Dominic team in the fourth round, it's going to be a tired team. It's my opinion. Because one of the things I noticed with the younger players this period, maybe I might have to blame Malfis who set this precedent. They don't manage themselves properly at majors. They don't. They just get like kid in a club for the first time. They're touching titties and they just shoot all of them. Back for the evening. They're not good.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Did you just say touching titties?
Yeah, for the first
time. That just happened.
That's not even a Prince song. You're going to Prince song.
Oh, you know, I guess you could call it Pop Life. You just say that's pop all over the place.
You know what?
Pop Life, I love it.
I have a Pop Life match. I'll tell you what it is since you brought it up.
My Pop Life
match is on the other side, which is fine because this side of the draw is stupid, so we can.
Wait. Sorry, not to cut you off, Hadrell.
You're cutting me off.
Yes, but I just want to put a little asterisk against someone who we're probably overlooking, because of his stature, the little hobbit, David Goffin. He is my dark horse to do something, not to win this shit. Let's not go crazy here, people. Let's not go crazy. But, I mean, Goffin could quietly slip through because Goffin is trying to get his life together.
He could definitely slip through to the fourth round. I mean, maybe Coles might go long.
Yeah. So, and I mean, like,
he's
going to play some solid people who can give him.
Listen, don't say that Coles is going long. He is one of the most unreliable people ever. Trust me, I know because I'm a fan. I know that
Coles
he don't
Shriver
do shit.
Could be in the quarterfinal if Coles Shriver play.
He won't. Trust me.
I have Cole Shriver and Almagro playing per Prince's song, Do It All Night. I feel like that is going to be
five sets.
That's going to be five sets.
I doubt that. I don't see that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because Cole Shriver and Almagro, both of them are sort of touchy. They're baby middling on their way to being better. At least Almagro is. And Cole Shriver is pretty solid on clay. So I feel like that has the makings of a up and down, like I win one set, you win one set. Not down by two set kind of thing coming
Look,
back.
This is a good draw for Cole Shriver. One of the best draws he has seen anyway, whether at Masters, whether at 250. Look,
which means he'll fuck it up.
Trust me. I mean, Sanga might be iffy. Sanga is always iffy. Cole Shriver, this is your chance to make some quarterfinal money.
Are you listening to me?
Although,
Cole Shriver will fuck
maybe.
It up.
He's solid enough to beat any of these players in this section. I mean, whether he would do it or not.
Wait, you guys have missed the boat here. Cole Shriver has a chance to meet Nole Slayer, Jerry Vesely.
in the second round. So whatever magic vessel he had to take out Nole, maybe he'll be able to take out Cole.
I mean, while
Andrew, that was a fucking fluke.
Yeah, and
you guys are horrible.
In the first round, Dimitrov Slayer, Rajiv Ram. I ain't got time.
Why are you always coming for Rajiv Ram? You ain't even right. You know what? You're fired.
And you're not fired. You're
already fired. Renee tonight. You and Renee can go out and hang out. You're both fired.
You know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? He's not even upset with Rajiv Ram for real reasons, like equal pay BS. He's just upset with Rajiv Ram, period.
Oh my god.
Okay. Be, wait. Meanwhile, Rajiv Ram has a title. Look, I can't even.
So can I just say, though, in the middle of the second quarter, just the one beneath Nole, which, by the way, Nole section, I had a song title all picked out for that section.
What is it?
And it's, I have two. It's Mellow, because there's absolutely no work Nole has to do in that,
right?
And I Can't Make You Love Me, which is probably going to be...
Oh my god, Andrine, that's so perfect.
Like, what? Main... So perfect. Because we're not bringing the love. So I Can't Make You Love Me is that entire section, because I'll be honest, let's just answer this question seriously. Who is paying money to watch Nole play best of five sets against any of these opponents?
Not let's... me.
That's when I'm going to be doing, whenever Nole match comes up, that's when I'll be doing real work at work.
So. I mean, I hate to say it, but I was just looking at it, and it's like, it's not even like they're just an interesting possibility in terms of anyone being able to stretch him, anyone being able to take a set.
Or an interesting game to do something.
An interesting game. No, I mean, maybe Darcis, but that's not even like he's going to do anything. It's just so... Yeah. Sad to say. And then the next section beneath that, which is the Ferrer, Lopez, Cuevas, Burdich section, that entire section I call Let's Work, because I'm going to be working to enjoy it, and they're going to be working together.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I just feel like struggle tennis might happen here. Ooh. It just feels like it's going to be traditional clay court South American tennis right there.
Let me ask you guys this. And anyone listening, you can tell me. Is Nole's draw so easy that it's going to be problematic when he gets to the end because he hasn't been challenged?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Let me just see. You know, that would be an interesting question under normal circumstances, but Nole is never challenged anywhere. So.
Yeah, I forgot Federer's not playing. Anyways,
I think in this case, having a draw that is as easy as this can only be beneficial to somebody like this who's so clearly anxious. He's so clearly anxious.
He wants it so bad, doesn't he?
This year, that I think this kind of a draw should just help him relax. Maybe he can work on elements of his game.
Is that going to be his downfall, though? Kind of I get worried when people have cake draws. I do. And we all know I am not worried about Nole, because I could give two shits if he wins or loses in the first round, second, third, or the final. I don't fucking care. But in general, I don't think that a easy draw is always great. I don't.
Well, I tell you what, it won't come from any stress. Won't come from Pablo Buena, Busta Correa. It won't come from Pablo.
Maybe they'll come. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, at this point in time, he just needs to be efficient, because the expectation is that come second week, he'll be really challenged, right? That's the expectation. Right. So from for him, who? Well, no, nobody. I mean, not really, but just in the sense that he will play longer. Like, right. I mean, realistically, when I look at the draw, I don't see
supposed
Nole,
to get harder.
Because Ferrer isn't getting... in good shape. I mean, like, he's not fit. Burdich has, I don't know where Burdich is. Cuevas, maybe. Cuevas might pull out a set. He might. With a distracted French crowd, you know, all up in Nole.
But you know what? Let us not forget that Nole has not been playing flawless tennis. He hasn't.
It doesn't matter. I mean, these are not the kind of people that are going to be problematic. Just because it's just not that interesting. They don't play interesting tennis or something that's going... I mean, I just don't see it. But you know what? Believe me, I'd love it. But I feel bad for that section, because that's just like sleeping. That section, you just...
Yeah, and these matches shouldn't be... on Philippe Chatrier, okay? They should be in court.
No, they should be on, like, Court 25.
Let the poor people watch some Nole.
Comment from Twitter, at Chumjet, says, yeah. Nope, easy draw won't hurt Novak. You know what? Let me live in my fantasy life, all right?
It won't. So then I think Rafa, but you know, it's so funny. Everyone got the draw in some ways that you would want to set up for them. Because I think Rafa is the kind of person that needs a tough draw.
He does need a tough draw.
Like I think his confidence will grow throughout to the point where he'll start levitating by the time he gets to the second week.
No, because let's be real. No. If Rafa plays like 3-5 set matches, let's just say that happens, that is going to be beautiful for him. He is going to be on cloud 9. Like, I can't do that shit, and now I can conquer the world.
That'll be good
for you. No.
Yes,
I tell you why. For two reasons. One, if Divadal is struggling on clay, he has a problem. Okay?
He's not struggling.
But if he's playing 3-5 set match amongst what? Kenny the Shepherd? Granollers?
Well, that was just hypothetical.
But okay, but I mean, looking at the draw, and then he shows up against Nole. It will be brutal.
No, I don't. I just don't think so. I think that Paris is very specific. I think that Rafa feels himself in Paris. I think that Nole has increased his tension and his desire to get this thing over with. Because you know what? At one point in time, Nole has to recognize that aging is happening. He knows it. But the thing is just like there's just a lot of positive feeling around Rafa. I'm not saying that I think he's going to beat Nole, although I do see quite a few people saying that if they get to the semis.
That's just silly.
My question is, has Rafa game really improved from last year when he didn't win a set?
No, but if it does, it's going to be now because this is his stomping ground. This is where he performs. If Rafa's going to make some kind of magical resurgence, it's going to be right here, right now in Paris. That's where it's happening. Let's go to the other side of the draw.
Wait. Let's just say, though, I will agree with Reels that I think Rafa's game has improved enough to not be as troubled by the people that he was troubled by last year. Like, I don't think he's going to struggle like he did. I think he feels pretty good. Like you said, Janina, before, he's a confidence player. I think he feels pretty good, and he should feel really good all the way up until the third round when he might get challenged by a Fognini or whomever enters.
Well, let's see if Fognini shows up with that swag.
I don't see. All I'm simply seeing, 2 years, 7 straight losses, 0-15 sets, Divadal girl, you're going to get crushed if you meet Nole in the semifinal.
Well, we'll see. Well, Federer was kind enough to give him an extra round. So you're going to have to beat him in quarters anymore.
Come for me, Salty Andre. That is below the belt.
What do we got? Do we have anything good? The short answer is no. But we're going to talk about it anyways, right? Because that's what we're here for.
No, the bottom is better. The bottom is better than this.
People are trying to mock up, you know, the Tipsarevich-Raonic match. I don't know why.
I mean, no, the answer is just no.
Tipsarevich hasn't played in forever. He'll be
in like 25 years.
I don't even know. First of all, we got to make sure Tipsarevich know how to get to the court because he hasn't been around a major tennis court in a while. So he looks senile.
Okay.
If you ask me.
I got a Prince theme for this section.
All right. What's your Prince theme?
It's really just the top quarter, which is the Raonic possible chillage section.
Right.
I call this entire section Thieves in the Temple.
Okay, I'm with you, Andrine, but I made it a little bit more specific. My Thieves in the Temple is specifically Raul and Wawrinka, because both of them like to steal shit at the French Open.
I just think that This whole section is for anyone who wants to troll on through. I mean, it's a little bit of a gimme, because even though Raonic, I don't know, I haven't trusted Raonic's hip yet, so I have to see what's possible. But it's like, Pui's been playing well. Jack's stock can't last in the heat, but it's not supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be cold. So that can be helpful to him.
Right.
I mean, and he's then you've got Grigor. I mean, this is a section that's kind to Grigor.
Oh, wait.
Right? Nothing is kind to Grigor. You could hand Grigor the trophy on a platter, and he would fuck it up.
He would trip over it and knock himself out, and they'd be like, unfortunately, we can't.
I've got Grigor getting to round three, and that's iffy. What? That's iffy.
I've
got him going out to Gilles Simon.
Reels doesn't even think Grigor's going to get past the first round.
Troitsky, you know, I don't even think so. Troitsky's going to try to get his life together because Nole ain't hanging around losers this year.
I'm not sure Grigor's going to get there.
Shotgun in the Nole bandwagon. He better start winning some solid matches.
I think Grigor lost the last time he played Troitsky. So.
I was very upfront with y'all. I told you I'm in a bad mood. I went, you know, it was not a good day. So I felt that I needed to be a little bit generous, and therefore I put Grigor in the third round.
I call this section the signs of the time that men's tennis is about to die and people get mad, but real people are not gonna be paying money for this shit. They're just not.
You know what I call this section? I call this little Grigor section soft and wet.
That just sounds like so many things that I really shouldn't say out loud.
I know, but think about it. Who is softer than poor Grigor? And who is more of a wet blanket than everyone else in that?
No one at the moment.
I'm Kaney Shikori. You know he is weak as water. Oh.
No. That Kaney Shikori section, I call "Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad." Let me tell you something. Kay has got to go through a little bit of a gauntlet. Come on now.
Listen.
I mean,
you know what?
Look at Kay's draw. First of all, I think Kay's gonna go.
You know what? Kay, like, always sleeps on his bandwagon, okay? He always falls asleep. You give him
on his own
Benoit Paire, defending finalist at the US Open, the motherfucker goes on and gets kicked out in the fourth round. If Kay tried to be an ass and drop the first set.
Four sets.
He's gonna drop the first set.
Yeah, four sets there.
I don't know why, Kay. You know your body. You know you need to be efficient. You know, but you know.
And Kuznetsov is no joke. So I feel like, and he's young, and he's actually supposedly quote unquote slightly part of Kay's generation, right? He's supposed to be a next hot thing, but never was.
Right.
So you've got like Kay versus Kuznetsov, and then if he gets through that, he's either gonna have to play Verdasco or Dodig, and I think Verdasco is not a slouch on clay if he's playing well.
If
he gets through that, then he might have to play Kyrgios or Gasquet.
Which is going to be a popcorn third round match.
Well, let's back up to the first round.
Yeah.
I you know, this whole Prince theme that we were trying to go with, I had a little bit of an issue.
What's your issue?
Roddick Stepanek and Andy Murray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. So, Stepanek is a very interesting, we'll call it, looking person. I had two songs to go with that. I'm sorry. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. We don't call him interested.
I was trying to be nice. Okay,
wait,
fine.
She's going to say her song. What's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have two songs for this matchup, Murray and Stepanek. The first one was You Got the Look. And then, but then I remembered Bat Dance. Because is Stepanek not like this caricature of himself that is kind of... That song's kind of evil, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, Stepanek might be the kind of person to be like, you know what, I'm fucking up Murray's good groove. I'm going to try to knock him out.
And he might.
He's gonna try.
Stefanik is one of those people he would really try. So you
he can do it.
Anything but your A game against.
Let that motherfucker have a good day. Bye, Murray.
Although, to be honest, I call this entire section Mr. Happy because there's nobody here that's going to push Murray to grind out the clay. This is like all efficient returning here. None of these people can rally. So, I mean, maybe Benoit Paire could be interesting, but let's look at it. It's like if all the folks that you want to get through this section gets through the section, the most
The most what? I hate live shit sometimes. Nothing ever fucking works right.
It's not like if we were not live, it would work any better.
This is true. This is true. And it's not like we edit.
And it's always when Andrine about to say something very important.
Andrine, you always fall out.
Did you hear me?
No, not at all.
You have. Can you hear me at all now?
Yes
ma'am.
Can.
Okay, so it's Mr. Happy because Andy doesn't have to grind any of these matches out.
Like, no, he should not.
In terms of like his fitness, look at this. I mean, is okay on clay, but look at it. Karlovic, then he has like Isner possibly. If Benoit Paire decided to show up this week, he and Andy could have a great match, right? Because didn't he almost take out Andy?
But the thing is Benoit Paire has to get to Andy, and I don't think
Wait a minute. I must be crazy. I must be losing
my mind.
What'd
you do, fill out your draw wrong?
No, for some reason, I have John Isner in the third round.
So do I.
No, because what? Isner tries...
Because he's got to go through in Edmonds. Come on. He can't get...
Hey, he beat Federer on clay. Let us not forget.
Look, I mean, y'all people are holding it suspicious that Nole draw, but I am finding this section very suspicious.
What we call match fixing, right? I mean, this is the era of country.
There isn't a single scrub. These are all astronauts. These people are playing satellites.
Actually, to be honest, though, this section is bizarre. Look at these names.
They rarely ever play an ATP match.
No. They're all wild cards. Listen, Andy has a section with wild cards and qualifiers.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else. That's it.
I mean, essentially, talk about protecting your number one and your number two with their draws. I feel the number three and four and five had the worst. K has to get through like clay players, and Andy basically has to get through qualifiers and big servers. I mean, dear Lord.
Yeah, I mean, like, and this is if Pear and Isner don't self-destruct on the way to the third round, and then you end up with someone like Kyle Mudd.
This draw is fixed.
Yeah.
Do you know who I have in the third round to meet Andy?
Who?
No.
Isner.
No. Matt Town is.
You know what?
Karlovic isn't well. I think he's injured. So all he can do is drop some bombs.
Well, sometimes that's enough.
Yeah, well, you know what? Montanez is okay as like a dirt baller. So that's like okay. But I mean, it's funny. This is like a cake section for Andy. Andy would have to basically self-destruct to not get to week two in this section.
Well, sometimes that's a possibility. I mean, we know that.
Well, he's a father now, and that means a whole lot, apparently, on Twitter.
Well, you know, when you look at a picture of your child before you get on court, you know you're beating Ole.
Oh, shit.
You should have looked at your pictures of your twins.
What else are we looking forward to on this side of the draw? I've got Raonic and Cilic.
I'm
hoping that one of the young men come out of this section.
Like who?
Queen.
I don't know.
I'd like Queen to get through as opposed to Raonic.
Cheerios.
Although, this section was very friendly to the defend. Guys, we haven't even talked about the defending champion. The defending champion is in this section of the draw, is in the side of the draw. Stan.
Well, unless he gets his shit together.
He has it. He has it easy. I think
he's got a nice draw.
He should get to the round of 16.
Totally I forgot he was so. A defending champion.
I mean, I don't know what Simone might do. Simone Nothing. Might think it's a moment to, you know, to be friends and get issues.
I think together. Simone could troll his ass. He could troll his ass by just
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I mean, Lucas Rosal might try to come up with some, you know, like some.
Yeah, because he just lost to him. He just lost. He just lost. Lucas Rosal just lost. But, you know, he's always motivated by five setters. So I would.
And he's always motivated by a big name. It's like, you know, I'm going to fuck up your life this week.
That'd be great for him.
Thieves in the temple.
Because he's the one who's actually, Lucas Rosal basically started off in the down, sort of up and down performances at major.
So it's time for him to come for Stan. I don't really know, but. I mean, the only...
Stanley, just so you know, if Lucas Rosal knocks you out in the first round, I don't even know where in the rankings you would be, but it certainly won't be in the top 10, boo-boo.
Well, so. Listen, there are very few people in the top 10 that I'm excited about, so let's all let's just all recognize that the top 10 this year is a little dodgy mess.
Amen.
So, I mean, mind you, ladies, we have spent a lot of time talking about these men who we didn't even think would be any interest
in. We're just more, I think we're more amazed by how badly the draw is spread out and how few interesting matches. Because let me just say, for this, up to the third round, for you guys, I don't know, can you, like, count the matches that you thought would be fun? I have them highlighted, and I have, for this side of the draw, I have two matches that I thought would be worthwhile watching. And then on the other side, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So essentially, I have 7 matches.
I have one, and it doesn't even happen until round 4. And I want to see how, hopefully, if they both get there, I want to see Nishikori and Kyrgios. That's what I want to see.
That's what I have, too. And I have K versus Verdasco, and I have Nick versus Gasquet, because I want to see if Gasquet... Because Gasquet usually beats Nick. So I want to see if Nick finally gets over that hump.
I think it's time for that to happen. I think he might. And
nobody's going to watch Tomas Bellucci, who just bagels Nole pay Gasquet?
Hell no. Nobody cares about Bellucci. That was, I feel like that was his fluke of the year.
You call it a fluke. I call it stage. But okay.
You know, whatever. Whatever it was, it so, didn't
So, ladies, on to the women. Conclude the men.
Oh, done.
That was done. I got stuff, but you know what? Let me just tell you, I will not be losing sleep during the start of the French
Open. Oh, me either.
No, yes. So, hopefully put all these matches when I'm on my Early. When I'm at the gym. So when I get to work, I could, you know, get my life together.
Okay, to the ladies. The exciting ladies.
So we're not picking the top, the who you think would be in make the second week?
Okay, well, yeah, let's do it. Let's get back to that quick.
So your second week picks, which is second week in the round of 16?
Round four, yeah.
There might be some interest in round of 16 match, third round match, but whatever. So in the round four, I have Novak versus RBA, then Lopez versus Tomas.
Why you got Lopez going that far? He don't play good on clay.
Yeah, he does. Nah. But look at his competition, though.
Yeah, Ferrer body ain't right anymore.
But we'll see.
I don't think he gets past Ferrer, but okay.
Ferrer ain't got his training.
Well, he will.
This is real, giving you his talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Divadal versus Dominic, and Goffin versus Sanga, which I will be paying
Who do you have coming out of that? Because that's what I have, too, and I'm interested. Who do you have?
I don't
You're
know,
saving
actually.
It. You're saving it for next time.
Oh, we're saving it? Okay.
And then I have Milos. And because I just want to give Janina Falso versus Dustin Brown in the round.
Oh, shut the front door.
Listen, I don't have Dustin Brown. I don't have Dustin Brown won't get past Duty Stella, okay?
No, he
you're
will
right,
not.
You're right.
I did pick him to get past Stella, but I didn't pick him to get any
Duty Stella would terrorize his life.
I know, but, you know, I had to give him some love.
I have Milos versus Cilic, Simone versus Stanley, which should be interesting.
Did you name the Cilic-Ronoch match? Because I did. I gave it a Prince song.
Oh,
what was it?
Mountains.
I don't care. Oh.
Mountains.
Two big guys. Mountains. That's all I got.
Janina, drink a glass of water. Take a cold shower right now.
Yes, sir.
You know what I named it? I named it Starfish and Coffee, which basically just... I'm going to need coffee. You got to do this shitty fish.
I don't know.
That I pairing know. Seems like the worst in the world.
I know.
Boring.
I don't know.
Boring. I'm going to sit down for a Chilich versus Raonic match.
Honestly. Not me.
Exactly. That's why I call it Let It Go.
Let it go.
Get out
of
my.
Is that a Prince song?
No, it's like the opposite. It's the opposite of Get It Off. It's the opposite of Get Off.
Get Off by Timothy. And those are actual Prince titles, by the way.
Okay.
A versus Nick. I think Nick will actually. I tell a lie. You know what? Scratch that. Gasket French crowd. Before Gates, like, these French boys gotta step their pussy up because he isn't fucking around this year at all. Especially with such with money, Monfils out, he is screaming in these people's face, and so is what's his name? Yannick. So I'm gonna put K versus Gasquet, which should be the best match on the men's side.
Hey, shout out from Twitter, Maya. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Hey, Maya. How are you?
And then you have Isma versus Andy.
And I have, God, you know what? Benoit, make some money.
Sam's bicep. Again, from Twitter, Sam's bicep says, no, the draw is only fixed when Roger ends up in Rafa's corner. Well, we don't have to worry about that this year now, do we? But hey, thanks for tuning in.
Well, you know what? I mean... So I think we all pretty much have the same draw.
We all have the same draw, right?
We do, and that never happens, right?
I know, right?
Never.
Because that's how predictable the men were, so let's throw that away.
Yeah, whatever. Ladies!
Ladies!
Where them ladies at? Where them ladies at?
Oh, you know what's so great about where them ladies at? I have, I have a nice section of my top six hanging out here. Like, my top six is going to be slaughtered at the bottom of the draw. No one makes it out of that.
The ladies are far more interesting than the men this year. Again, lately.
Totally.
The ladies' draw is far more balanced, I think.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we have lots more to look forward to. We have a lot more of don't really know what's going to happen. You know, you just don't see that, okay, this is definitely the winner. You just don't know. The ladies are going to be the ones to watch in Paris, especially at the beginning.
So I have a thing to note about it's the bottom half of the draw, but I just had to say it. I have the Halep section. I named that section Breakdown.
You named it what? What was it?
Breakdown.
So I call the ladies the whole ladies draw, diamonds and pearls because this is
I love it.
This is saving
my great. Oh,
I have a diamonds and pearls match, but we'll get there. I saved that for something special. So in the first round of the ladies, first of all,
top half.
You know how I love me some Franny. It's no secret.
I know. I love that.
I love her. Why the fuck does she have to play Christina in round one? Why?
But you know what, though? Christina is not reliable, so Franny
neither
might have
Franny
the most. Franny might get you that match.
Well, I don't actually have her coming through because she is, so incredibly unreliable.
Wait, I have a question. How Franny got here? She didn't get a wild card. She wasn't a quali. How she got here?
I don't know. We don't ask those kind of questions.
From Franny?
Yeah.
Franny, and you know what? Guess right underneath there, Taylor Townsend, she might get her life together as you say.
She won't. She won't. I was hoping for it. I'm looking at the draw. And I'm like, Taylor, do something. But
she's playing another wild card. How could she not? I've never heard of.
Well, she might get a match or two, but that's gonna be it. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, because she goes up against Gasolina for you.
Yeah, not happening. She's not gonna Svitolina. Ain't happening.
Meanwhile, Rihanna Costa going against Svitolina. That should be an interesting match.
Well, you know what I like, just for sheer media purposes?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I'm sure that the two of you do as well.
Oh.
Donna Vekic and Madison Keys.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I call that section? I actually call that match specifically Future Baby Mama.
Oh, shit. Ooh. You want to know what I called it? This is so wrong.
What did you call it?
I mean, are you even ready for this?
Tell me.
And it's so more about Stan and Nick than it is Donna and poor Madison.
Ladies. Poor ladies.
But I called it Darling Nikki.
You bitch.
I couldn't resist. I just fucking couldn't resist, okay?
You bitch.
You're on timeout, Janina. You're on timeout.
I have never been
like, not me, bitch. You know what I'm waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
I know Nikki's going to show up for Maddie's match.
Sure. Why not? They're friends.
And I know Stanley won't show up for Donna's match.
Why not? They're now showing up in places. Well, Stan is a defending champ. He can't be showing up in the first round.
Wait, is he divorced yet? Because then he can't, like, show up.
Oh, she shows up for all of his matches. And she don't show up for him. He doesn't show up for her.
That's so about the only thing.
Nick is going to be in the stand rolling his eye and be like,
Well, listen,
why your man not here?
Wait, Maddie should just not get distracted. This match should be cake for her. And she should move on through it. She should not get pressed at all by this. I mean, because I'm shocked Donna Vekic even got to the first round of this sucker. How did that happen?
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it. That's some bullshit right there.
Oh, she got through. And the poor Americans, Luisa Cherico and Lauren Davis. Well, I don't know. What do you want to do with this section? This section
Nothing.
Is kind of... Well, you know what it is? This is Venus's section. So, unfortunately, I call this section Sign of the Times, and that's not good for Venus.
Look, Venus, I couldn't find a Prince song, but you know, Venus, this is a gift from the tennis god. Get your fucking lungs together and sign your ass in the quarterfinal, okay?
Hey, listen, and the church said...
Amen.
Because I saw this and I was like, Venus, holy shit, you could get to the second week.
I also call this 1999. It's like flashback time.
That's it.
What is Reels eating? Straight up in your face with the food.
I know. Would you close your mouth? Jesus.
You're eating ice cream? That's
yes,
not fair. I am. Oh, we want ice cream.
That's the girl in California.
I know. No, but you're right. This is like Sign of the Times, 1999. I was like, this is like Venus flashback hour. Go get to the third round, Venus.
And get to the fourth round, or the third round, play JJ, because that, my friends, is my Diamonds and Pearls song.
Nope, Venus, I am greedy. I want your ass in the semifinals.
Put her there. No, that's not true. I did not put her there. I have her going out to Keys in the quarterfinal. But...
Venus, you make Keys beat you in another major again, girl. We have issues. We have issues. None of that, Maddie.
This is a gift from the gods.
I won't hear anything but Venus in the semifinals. I won't hear anything else. That's it for me. For me, Venus is in the semifinals. Venus turned back the time. I mean, look, nothing tennis would rival back what tennis needs, all the publicity they could get, and nothing will make them happier than a Venus and Serena in the semifinal moment.
Oh, my God, no. I do not want to see that.
Venus
is not ready enough to play Serena on clay. Come on.
I don't care if she loses, she got there.
No, she's not getting by Tamia.
Look, I would not. Look, you think I'm going to sit down there and watch Samir Bachinsky beat up Venus and Venus?
Wait, you think Venus is getting past Keys? What kind of world are we living in here? Come on.
I don't even think Keys might even get her life together to even get to anywhere near Venus.
Reels, baby. You're living in a fantasy land.
We're not taking this.
Are we talking about Madison Keys here?
Yes, we are.
We do not want Venus and Serena to play each other at Roland Garros.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I know everybody was feeling it because they were watching all of Serena's lead-up matches, and Venus got to a final and had to play Serena. We're not doing this, okay? We're not doing the semifinal loss.
We don't even really need
to talk about it because it's not going to fucking happen. Oh, forgive me if it does, but I don't think it's going to happen. So that's just, you know, my thing. So how do you feel about Jeannie Bouchard? I'm feeling very weird about her. Like, she seems to be playing somewhat well lately.
Zygmunt is going to snatch that wig on
round. Yeah, like her early round matches, I don't know. They could go either way. Like, is she going to show up or not show up? I don't know.
So you know what's so sad about this section, though, is that we're not even talking about Vika. Like, is she completely just not healthy enough?
I think we were focusing on the bottom part of this topic.
Oh, okay.
But I think clearly, I mean, the quarterfinal match, everyone is looking forward to Vika versus Serena. But is Vika no longer in question?
Listen, I don't think Vika's getting there. I think Carlos Suarez Navarro is going to take her out.
I have Dami getting through this section.
Oh, you do? See, I have Carlos Suarez Navarro meeting Serena in the quarterfinal.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just don't know about Vika. Nobody's talked about her. I mean, I can't believe that her back is better on clay, nonetheless. I don't see it. But, I mean, I call this section delirious because somebody's going to pass out, most likely Petko.
Unfortunately, Laura Rupp, I mean, like, Laura...
Laura,
if you wanted a good win, this is it.
Yeah, Petko usually self-destructs somewhere, and... You know.
Petko don't know what she's doing anymore. I thought she was going to give up tennis, but apparently she decided to play on.
You know, she had a couple good wins, and she was changed. Her mind was changed. So, I don't know.
I don't know. Petko is unreliable, but at the same time, she can get through should she play well. So, I don't know what to make of her.
There's no one to really kind of trouble her. So, if she's healthy, I have her going down to... Dami in the fourth round, I guess.
Okay.
I like some of the matchups. I mean, like, I like...
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of interesting matches. Serena clearly is better than everybody here, but it's going to be some interesting tennis, I think.
Serena's never dialed in from the beginning. Right.
Serena's matches don't get interesting until, what, the third round of Davos?
I remember last year Serena what played like a million 3-set matches. Did she have any straight set wins?
I don't feel like she's gonna struggle this time. I mean, I guess most people would probably want the Venus. I mean, they want the Serena versus Anna match. You got the look match.
I think that's what's gonna happen. That's what I have in my draw.
Oh yes, it's true. Anna, you could really no.
But you know what? Anna needs to defend her points. She got to the semis.
She ain't getting to the semis this year.
Well, look.
Even if she gets past Serena, she's probably not getting to the semis.
Wait. Isn't Svitolina working with Justine and Ardent still?
Yeah.
Oh, so Justine will tell her to, like, do something funky with her hand, right?
Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Well, if this Bengali of the French Open and the men's side is even down, definitely Justine is. This is where Justine's going to earn her money. So if she can't bring, if Svetolina can't get her ass into the run of 16, Justine, you're the job, girl.
Well, can I just, where did Svetolina go? I felt like last year I saw more of her. This year,
I'll tell you where she went. She went to the beach to pick out a dress to wear to the Roland Garros player party, and she fucking failed big time. She looked like a little girl out of place. Honey, the next time you have a party to go to, come talk to me. I will hook you up and make sure that you don't look like a 10-year-old.
You know, Reels is offering good Judy services, so I'm here to hook you up with a little.
Oh my God!
Can I tell you, I made
a fatal error. That picture that you're talking about, I totally thought that was Daniel Antokova.
Oh, literally, Jesus.
How did I get
Antokova would never,
never, ever,
ever step outside ever, looking like that.
I mess.
Mm-mm. Andreen, you're fired.
Daniela would never.
Never. So, anything else we're looking? So,
For me, there's a lot of good first round matches in this section.
All right, let's talk about it.
Johanna Konta versus Yulia Gerges should be interested. We might have to watch. Is it Kasastakinia? Mm-hmm. She might be interested. She might decide to do something. Kirby. We're forgetting Angie, the defending Australian Open champion.
Whatever.
She's got a chance at a calendar slam still.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
But, you know,
you did it. Oh, shit. I might have to take a pee break on that one.
But, you know, Bridgeport always put an asterisk next to Kiki Burton, and she faces Kiki in the first round, so you never know, Angie, you might go home in the first round.
Kiki likes to show up for one match.
Exactly, and this might be it, Kiki, this is it. If you don't show up for this match, you don't show up at all, remember? So,
speaking of people who like to show up for one match, it's like Virginia Rosano. She's going to be showing up for this one match.
Yes, this girl is doing some shit for her life these days. I'm like,
she only shows up for the French.
You said you thought she retired?
She was still playing tennis.
I thought she did too, but she got a wild card because they always think she's going to do something magical. So, I guess they think she's, I mean, she could.
Oh, wait. Emmanuel is asking, isn't Anna getting married finals weekend? Don't think she has long-term plans for the second week. Is this true? I know nothing about this. She planned a wedding in the second week of Roland Garros. Is this for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Could we openly say I'm not going to make it any more than that?
I'm sorry, ladies. I don't know who this is, but Tola_RF just said, I am seriously crushing on Reels Tennis Voice. Gosh.
No, she's not talking about your voice. She's talking about mine and Andreen's. Back off.
Tola. Janina is Smith Tola.
Not having it. Tola, you clarify. You need to clarify, okay? We need to pull
up. No, it's in my timeline. There's no clarifying. She says, God, I've missed you at JLR 78. And then she sends this lovely gift.
It says, voices like butter.
Okay, all right. We got the point. All right. You know what?
It's like Anna knew she was going to meet Serena in the fourth round. It was like, hey, I still got to make my wedding.
Ladies, it's time for a sponsorship break since Janina just started to try to poke my feelings, which don't exist. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, this podcast is brought to you today by Nole. That's right. Novak Djokovic has paid for this podcast in my mind with the hashtag bring the love because he's coming to his haters. He's trying to reduce all the haters in this world and bring all the love. He needs all the love in the world. He needs to feel that you are out there watching all of his matches, no matter how long they are, and that you can touch and reach out to him. And Yelena is there on Twitter to troll your ass if you say any shit about her pocketbook, okay?
Listen, all I'm saying is the best way that Nole can celebrate the love is that he should use that logo, and on the back of it, he should staple a condom. I think that's the message he should bring.
Tony, what are you upset about? Tony is sending me angry Serena gifts, and I don't know why. Tony, clarify. I need some clarification. Anyways.
Oh, and by the way, Sean, our recent guest co-host, he agrees Venus can make it to the second week.
She could.
I think so.
So
you know Venus is gonna. You know what's gonna happen to poor Venus. I'm not even gonna say it, but she's probably gonna
set match, and then Shogun shows up.
No, she's going to trip over somebody when she shouldn't have to. Who's Essie play the first round? Let's see. Let me remind myself. Oh, yeah. Kanta Viet.
She better not trip over her. Yeah. If she trips over Lauren Davis, I guess it will be forgiven.
Venus pull ranks when it comes to the Americans. She don't mess around the American exceptions.
She loves that. She loves that. Yeah. So that's
Maya. Hold on. Let me interject Twitter for a minute. Maya, no, we are not talking about Kerber having a chance at a calendar slam. That was a joke.
Shelly, thank you very much.
Shelly says that the Ivanovich wedding is set for June 5th. So, I mean, we know where her head is at, right?
Oh, I love it. Listen, but you know what? She can bank some cash. All Anna has to do is get through the first week and have a decent loss to Serena, and then she can go flounce away and have her
win. Is that what we do now? We try to have a decent loss to Serena to get so far? Hey, I'm in.
Yes.
Wow, what a confidence. I mean, like, isn't this thing planning? Anyway,
I'm in. So, do we have lovely Andrine? Because, I mean, you were all over this. Do you have any good Prince references for this side of the draw? Totally putting you on the spot. What do you got?
Wait. I'm looking on the second round. I'm looking on the other side, right? Let's
see. You're looking on the Serena side before we move on.
Oh, you wanna see who's gonna make it to round four?
No, I wanna know if you have any good Prince references, because you know this is a Prince themed podcast.
Well, I do. You know what's so funny? I had, like I said, I had Future Baby Mama for Beckage versus. I had Delirious just in the Dami Petco section, because I thought there was gonna be illness there. And I had You Got the Look in the Serena section, because I'm giving Serena and Anna a chance. That's a pretty match. That is a pretty match. I think that's going to work out fine.
Anna's going to try to break Serena, and she's going to be like, you know what, I'm done with this.
Right. You know what, I was getting a little bit nervous when Serena and Anna play together.
No, Anna only has one win over Serena, just to be clear, one.
It was at a slam.
And see what happened thereafter.
Well, it doesn't matter. She did it.
Okay.
Maybe Anna's going to be one of those people who feels herself when she's engaged. Maybe she's going to get a second burst of energy. I hear marriage, children, all those traditional things are very powerful.
They make you tired. What are you talking about?
Anna ain't that kind of girl. She is. Because to me, is that you let your husband put your wedding at June 5th?
She agreed on that.
She was fine. Okay, what about the other side? The other side has some
the
fun matches,
other
too.
Side. You know what?
Wait. Somebody mentioned, what? Sean just mentioned.
Okay.
Oh, Sloane isn't on this side. She's on the other side of the
draw. Yeah, so okay, wait for us, Sean. Wait for us to catch up.
So the other side,
the key players on this side, I mean, seriously, Aga Radwanska is the number two seed at Roland Garros. What world is this?
I mean, I got even something more surprising for you.
Tell me,
I pulled
please.
A coup. I don't understand how the math is working here for the ranking, but Roberta Vinci's number seven.
Have we heard about her since her win over Serena? What has she done?
I mean, seriously.
Did she gain that many points?
And to be honest with you, my body, my system couldn't abide by that situation. And despite being the higher seed, I call this section the Kvitova section. Because I don't know who Roberta is.
Listen, how many times have we said, don't get on a bus with Petra?
Hold on. It is not to say that I think Petra is going to go anywhere.
No.
I'm just simply saying I'm calling this section the Petra. Who calls a section the Roberta section?
Hey, I need you. You're absolutely right.
Screw you all. I call it the Big Goo section. It was
the big what?
The Big Goo section. This is the Big Goo section.
No.
This might be the Let's Go Crazy section, because I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Y'all, buddy, everybody can get up into this section. Might as well call it Best Nina. Call it one thing.
I feel like Bagu gets through this. I actually have Bagu going very
what?
Far.
Back up. Back the fuck up. What? You've got Bagu going through? Going through how far? I need some clarification here. Some shit ain't right.
Listen. First of all, Bagu has played the best of anyone in this section thus far.
I don't even care. But
so I have her beating Coco, because can Coco move on clay? I don't know. Bagu will get through Coco. Then she has to play Vinci possibly in the third round. What's to stop her from getting through the third round against Vinci?
Girl, please. Bye.
Bagu. It's going to be a Bagu Carolina Pistons. Because you know Petra ain't lasting any length of time on clay. Right. I don't care what anyone says.
I have no faith in Petra, but I have even less faith in somebody called Bagu.
Bagu?
Oh, well, Bagu? Mind you, I'm just going to interject a little thing here. Well,
Bagu got to the semis in, where was she? In Rome or Madrid?
Rome,
yeah.
Yes, Tony, yes, I understand. Nobody gets on the struggle bus with Petra.
We know it.
But I'm going to say it might be a chance for Karolina Pliskova to do something because there's no pressure on her anymore. There's no expectation.
She's I have her beating Petra to the fourth round.
Do you really?
Yeah. Petra.
I feel like Petra's show up just for a minute.
I feel like Petra's looking to get a date, so I feel like she wants to get quickly to London and finally bring some power to Wimbledon.
Wasn't Petra engaged?
I think that's off. So Petra's on the prowl, which means I don't know how much time she's gonna have for this draw, but you know what match
Petra, just so you know, Harrods and Selfridges, I think it's called. They sell brassiere, proper brassiere.
Stop it. Okay, so there's a first round match I like in this section. I want to see Nicole Gibbs versus Heather Watson.
Yeah.
They seem very cutesy. That seems like a cute.
It's going to be horrible tennis, but you know what? Whoever wins is going to feel like they've conquered the world, and it's always exciting to see that.
Oh my God, I totally have stamps of her losing too. Masaki Dao. I'm so looking forward to that section. That little section I call the little red Corvette section. Everyone is like under 5 feet there. So I think that's a good section.
Yeah.
Except for Ostapenko. She's quite tall. But yeah, I mean, I think Masaki Doi has a chance to getting all the way to the third round.
Well, actually, you know what?
She's a scrappy little player. I mean, the highest seed in that section is Sam.
I trust your judgment more than mine, so whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. Not quite. But Lucy Safarova is not. Shafarova is not doing that well.
My suspect has been playing well, so apparently y'all know something. I don't know.
Simona Halep, right face, Lucic Baroni in the third round.
And then that's what I said. This is the breakdown section.
Oh.
The breakdown section?
But you know what I find interesting about this?
Is this the delirious section?
No, the delirious section was the Petco Vika. My body's gonna fall apart section.
You know what I need? I need a get off section because that's just fun, you know, to get off. And where does that fit in? Because I'm not able to fit it in.
Feta. Or did I call it this Let's Go Crazy section?
You know what? Feta.
Pavs, E-Cat, Mugs, that's a fun section.
Listen, Sveta section, Svetlana, baby girl, listen to me. You could do this.
You could get through here.
She can get to the semifinals. If she's playing well, I've got her there. I mean, totally can see her getting through there.
Y'all will see Gabin getting through there?
Well, no, here's the thing.
I got Mugs.
I have her there, but as you pointed out, Muguruza has not, you know, she's recently won three matches in a row all year. So given that, I mean, either that's going to propel her or she's going to be like, fuck, I'm tired. I don't know. It could go either way. But regardless, Svetlana is a former French Open champion. She has generally been playing well this year. And this is a section that she could very well come through. It wouldn't be surprising at all to see her get to the semifinal. I don't know that she gets there, but it would not be a surprise because she totally has the tools to get there if she's playing well. And because, you know, she is my heart and I love her and I'm Sveta, you know, again, I'm ready for you. Come to me, baby girl. If she gets there, totally. you know, I've got her meeting Sloan because Halep's just too unreliable, and I think Sloan, it's time for her to make a move, and this would be a good place to do it because she says that clay is her favorite surface. I've got Sveta going out to Sloan in the semifinals. I know we weren't really planning on going that far ahead, but, you know, just and that's where I'm at. I really think overall for Kuznetsova, this is a good draw for her. She can, it's totally doable, and I would love to see her make a run here. Would love it.
And then obviously. she slips and falls into pods. So
you know what? Back off.
You are just shit. As a matter of fact, forget that. Shvedova might get her life together and serve like a crazy.
I know.
Get her life together because Shvedova isn't looking like she don't want to be a forgotten hero.
Well, she might give a tussle in the first round, but I don't see. I mean, and what's been up with Ekat? Like, I feel like Makarova has sort of disappeared a little bit.
You know why, right?
Oh my God, the Russians! This is the Russian section. Oh, this is because you know she plays Levchenko, so both of them could
listen. Okay,
create some war stories.
It's time for a little bit of an interjection.
Okay.
Can I just say that, you know, because of my love, my personal love of Svetlana, which goes back way, way. Listen, y'all know I love Svetlana. Y'all know she's been, you know, my number one lady for the past 2 years. However, one of the reasons that I love her as much as I do is because, just a little side note, I won't take too much of your time. When I first started watching tennis and I didn't know who the hell anybody was, she was one of the first names that I learned to pronounce. And I was like, what does that say? What is it? You know, it was like way back when. I'm aging myself, but that's okay. But yeah, she could do something here. She can totally do something here. And what's her face? Little Macker. What's her name?
Makarova.
Makarova.
Mm-hmm.
Makarova.
I'm not feeling it. I don't know. I actually labeled. I have Sveta and Makarova playing each other in round four, and I labeled that "Let's go crazy" because both of them can be quite mental. They can totally be mental. So my prince reference. Yeah, it's totally "Let's go crazy" because it has the potential to be so many things, both good and bad. Carry on.
I'm sorry. I just stopped to read something Andre just sent us, but you know we won't get into that for this podcast. Anyway, I find this section to be rather interesting because I feel it's time for one of these ladies to step up.
Barbara are going to be the
and
one.
I think they don't have any of the there is no Maria, there is no possible Vika, there is no Serena in here. There's no real big threat looming. I think everyone is somewhat fairly equal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sort of a parity in this section,
yeah,
that no one could necessarily run away with anything. But you know, you just have to be. It requires you to be very steady, focus on your game, and I think that's who's going to rise out of here. People who really marshal themselves and step up and be professional. I mean, you could see Muguruza could get her shit together, Halep could get her shit together, Agha, who no one is talking about. Even if other girl Sloan plays in the first round, which took maybe a tough match, Margarita Gasparin could really.
Yeah, I think Sloan so too.
Where are we leaving Sarah Errani?
I'm leaving her in the third round.
Me too.
Sarah Errani is on For safety, Rani's for safety, girl, you better let Paranka beat you because Janina will hate on you come next week.
Girl, I will come for you and your cankles like nobody's business.
I mean, yeah. And
if
I mean,
you lose to Parankova, who can only play on grass, your cankles will forever be in my debt. No,
to be honest, Parankova is only in Paris because she could take the channel over to London. So she's
and that $34,000, $20,000 does come in handy.
Did you remember when Parankova didn't realize that she was going to be getting money for playing matches? What was that? I don't get that. Now she realized she's going to be getting money for losing a match. So I'm sure she'll do what she can.
So this should be a really interesting section. It should be.
Yeah, it basically time. This section is everyone, every man for themselves up in here, okay? Go hard or go home.
Right, yeah. And you never know. You might pull a Kerber moment in the finals if you meet Serena.
Oh. Okay.
But
where,
I don't
where,
think
where are the crickets? Where are they? Where are the crickets?
I mean, we all know sometimes when Serena, someone please check Janina's pressure.
I know, right? Why do I need my pressure check? But I did just learn a little piece of information that wasn't publicly discussed on Twitter. I got a DM, but I asked if I could share it, and she said, sure thing. So I want to tell Tola RF congratulations on your marriage. Wow, you look amazing. You are beautiful. Yeah. I wish you nothing but the best. Love you, girl.
One of the best Federer fans out there. Did you have a Federer-themed wedding? Because that would have taken it too far, all right?
I'm seeing some pictures, and I do not see a Federer-themed wedding, but I will tell you all that she is absolutely stunning. She's stunning not in wedding gear because I have met her in person and Tola is beautiful. But wow, check her out and oh my god, she's gorgeous and congratulations. Good for you, girl.
Oh, and I just want to say Tola, thank you. I do think you're yum. At this and
oh, wow, that's
like
a cold.
Just made wait till I got my voice.
Oh, look at this. All right.
Tola, what's going on, girl?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
She just got married. Back off. Plus, you're gay.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyways, back to the draw. I know.
All right. So,
like,
who are we left with? Round of four. Round four. Who are we left with?
I have, for me, in round four, I've got Vinci and Petra. Sveta and Muguruza, Halep and Safarova, and Sloane and the Ninja. Whatever, Ninja, you ain't getting through.
You know what? This section, we're different.
That's third round.
This section, we're different. No, we're talking about the fourth round.
Oh,
Ninja, we're different here.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So I've got Begu versus Kaplaskova. I've got Sveta versus Muguruza. I have Halep versus Doi.
Ooh.
Barbara. Yep. Doi.
Maybe it's time we check Andre's pressure.
No, listen.
Check her pressures.
Wait. You don't think Misaki Doi can get through Allison Risk, Lucy Shafarova, who just strung some wins together? Actually, it probably could be Ostapenko. Ostapenko could get through the section, actually. But I gave Halep a shot.
Oh, that's the section. I have Stevens versus Aga, though I don't know, there's a question mark on Aga, and that might very well be Garcia if she could get her life together.
No, it's France.
the simple answer, no, it's France.
It's Sloane versus Strikova. I am more intrigued to see whether Safashova can get by Stosa. But, you know, Stosa, we never know. And I see...
Wait, you have Stosa... When do they meet? When do you have Stosa?
What?
Lucy meeting.
A third round, but I think Halep is definitely
going to win. You're very generous.
Because I know. Think Sam loves to play on the clay. And if
but
she,
Sam has a wrist issue.
Of course she does, but she's not going to get through Lucy.
She has a wrist issue, so I'm that was my only concern.
Also, can I just say real quick, mm-hmm. Okay, so looking back at the pictures from the player party, Lucy Safarova is a beautiful woman, and she has eyes that you could swim in for days. What the fuck was she wearing?
No doubt about it. A clown does her makeup.
Oh my god, she could have been everything. She could have been so incredibly stunning, and she shows up in some fucking pants and a scarf. Really, Lucy? And who did your fucking hair? Like, seriously? I'll do your makeup. I'm not going to do your hair because I don't do hair. But I'll find somebody to do your
hair.
And I will find you a fucking dress. Lucy Safarova is beautiful. And she dropped the ball. Somebody dropped the ball.
Lucy never picked up the ball. She should never have it. No.
You don't have Nika Thin. Never looks so right, no. I don't know where this beautiful thing is coming from. But, you know, I'll let you get with that.
You know what? I have looked at her in her eyes. She's gorgeous.
I'm telling you, you're hanging out with Nolan for too much. We gotta go. Chair umpire, could you please give her a warning?
Pretty soon she's gonna be on this podcast talking about how good looking Nola is.
Nobody's making that mistake. I don't like my man that flexible.
Andrew.
Anyway,
bringing us back to the draw.
Shots fired. Nole fam.
Andreen, I'm coming for you. Where does Prince fit into this side of the women's draw? What do you want?
Shit, man. This
you got
side
nothing?
It was tough, wasn't it?
I think I have it. What do you have? It is New Power Generation. Some of them old, but you know why?
Listen.
New Power Generation have been here.
I'm going to tell you.
It's not going to be the seed. But you know what? You know what? I got to say, though.
Women,
whenever Serena's not around, the seeds just fall to fucking pieces.
The seeds have not been
very consistent. Because, like I said, there's a lot of parity on the WTA. You know, so it might. This section is where trouble might be causing. People might be crying, but you know what?
ATP alert. There's a lot of parody on the WTA section.
Well, you know. I mean, like, okay, so some of you might not be aware, but Prince had a song in 1993 called "The Morning Papers," right? And I'm gonna make that a blanket statement over this section because I have a feeling that we're gonna have to look at the morning papers to find out what the fuck happened and what's going on. Because there's so many things that could go either way. I don't have a clue. Like, I mean, you know, I have my favorites, I have my hopefuls, I have the ones that I think that should be getting through, but the truth of the matter is, it is so up in the air. I mean, for all I know, fucking Roberta Vinci's going to end up in the semifinals.
Well, okay, can I tell you, I do have some theme songs for this mm-hmm. section, and they're not entirely appropriate, but for the Sloan section, I would like her to generate some black sweat. And in the Sveta...
Wait. Is that a song, Black Sweat?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I didn't hear that because I have never heard of that song.
And I have the other one. The other one was, I mean, it's
Black
totally
Sweat, people.
It's totally inappropriate, but I have the Sveta Muguruza section as Pussy Control. I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, my God. That is fucking... Perfect. No, I love it. That is so much better than my Let's Play
Christian podcast.
Pussy Control.
No.
You know what? Hey, listen. I'm in the middle, bitches.
Save me from this.
Wait. And then I have the Begu Pliskova section. It's called Face Down because that's exactly where Petra's gonna be.
Oh, Love. But you know, I mean, on a serious note, ladies, on a serious note, you know, let's bring it back.
We just lost a lot of listeners.
No, I'm just kidding. Listen, we gave ourselves a very difficult task of matching Prince songs to different sections of this draw.
You just fucking rocked it out. Our listeners maybe didn't appreciate it because I'm telling you, we just lost a lot. But I don't fucking care.
I have to say, ladies, on a serious note, you know, this is a feminist podcast, you know, and we have two ladies here. And I have to say,
we have three.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah, and Sam Gross would like to let you know that ain't true, okay? They know I'm hung like Donkey Kong, just letting you know that.
All right. These dreams and fantasies. Okay, what were you going to say?
He doesn't know. Let's wrap it up.
I know what I'm going to say. Anyway, I would just say that I hope the WTA really stepped their shit up and really try to push, and the ladies push and advocate for themselves, to really get their matches out there and talk about the people who will be watching a lot of these matches, because there's a lot of fun matches here, because I'm telling you, ain't nobody paying shit for watching Nole versus who God knows who the fuck it is until semifinal.
RBA. Yeah.
RBA section. And that's only because Nole gave him a set in the US Open, but you know that shouldn't happen in here at Shaq Career.
But the horse.
Oh no, stop. But can I just say though, oh God, the horse. You know what? Serena beat the horse, so we don't go back to the horse. No, the thing
that... I wasn't aware that Serena and Nole played, but okay.
No, the horse. Remember the horse from last year? Ooh.
Oh, I do.
Anyway, yes, I do. So I...
Shade.
But no, I do. Like, I was actually looking at this, and I was like, we recognize so many names on the women's side. I mean... Hats off to the WTA. They have some fun potential matches. I hope they live up to the possibilities. The hype. And even if they don't, and a few of them just emerge as you know, some standouts, it'd be really fun. Like, think about this. Think about Osaka versus Ostapenko.
Actually,
what is that?
I do have that highlighted as a match I would definitely watch.
Yes.
Even Lucic Baroni and Hantukova, because that is some old gals there. There's those two ladies are 30 plus, and they need.
Honey, I have that match as Breakfast Can Wait. That's the Prince song. Breakfast Can Wait. If this Osaka Ostapenko match works, Breakfast Can Wait.
So it's gonna be fun.
I don't know. There could be some fun.
The ladies, I'm counting on you.
What about this side? Where are you? What about
this side? I think this side of the draw is far more exciting than Serena's side of the draw, to be honest.
Oh, we already did this side. The next side. We didn't do...
Yeah, we've covered it all.
Where were you? See? Because you were salty all evening, Miss Andre.
Yeah. Just as a recap, I think that the side of the draw with, Roberta Vinci's section, since we're calling
the Petra Begu section, okay? I won't have that last
Dozer, Ronnie section. I think that's a much more fun side of the draw than Serena's side of the draw. I'm looking forward to it. And overall, I am definitely looking forward to the ladies more than I am the men. And are we going to address at all the elephant in the corner of Federer not playing a Grand Slam for the first time in 11 billion years? Let's wrap up with that. What are your thoughts? Good thing, bad thing? Should he have played
I am just
keep
mad
that streak alive?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, God, I didn't think he was going to play. But, you know, Andre, you know, ever the optimist, you know, shut me down and said, no, you know, he was training, et cetera, and, you know, he needed the matches under his belt. Because I felt, you know, he didn't want to play any clay court matches, but, you know, he made an effort to go to Rome and Monte Carlo, though they were not on his schedule. But anyway, I'm happy. I mean, I guess he's trying to save his body for Wimbledon. I mean, is it a tough road for Roger? No, he's going to be 35 in August. But, you know, I am just a little bit mad, and people are going to be mad at me for saying this, but, you know, Roger should have pulled out today, not yesterday.
Why?
Because, you know,
He would have been unfair to...
I know. But, you know, I'm just being cheeky because I wanted Rafa to go in the quarterfinals against Nole. Because I want that shit done and over with as soon as possible. If they could play in the second round, get it done and over, because I don't want to hear this build up. It's like, it's because it's beginning to turn into this Serena versus Maria build up bullshit. It's no longer a rivalry. The question is, would Rafa win a set? Those are the questions. What does Rafa have to do to win a set?
Well, I don't know.
But
I mean,
we're not talking about Rafa winning that. Let's talk about Fed.
This is the Fed.
Yes, I mean, but overall, I mean, like, I am not, I mean, I've gone through this moment with Venus Williams.
Okay, but we're talking about Federer. What does that have to do with Venus?
So Reels isn't in the right state of mind, so I'll talk.
No, I'm meaning that I have processed this kind of feeling already, and I'm prepared for it. I'm in the emotional space to understand that Federer may soon have to retire. As much as he's saying Roland Garros, I'll be here next year. Boo, you ain't going to be here. You're going to be in the stands.
No, I think he will be there next year. But
America ain't having that shit. She's not putting herself to the shit again.
I think Janina is right.
I think we did this, right? 2012, Federer had a great run, and he suffered for it in 2013. Mm-hmm. 2015, Federer had a really great run, but I think it costs his body when he makes these great runs. This is why he's not consistently at the end of slams every year anymore. So I think if his body recovers per normal, like if he can get himself back into fighting shape, I feel like Federer is fine to be around in 2017. I don't think 2016 is going to be a stellar year for him, but I think he'd be fine. If for some unknown reason his body doesn't recover well, then I think you have reason to be nervous. But I personally think his body, he pushed himself to get to two slam finals and compete at the highest level with Nole, who, mind you, is what, 7 years his junior?
Yep.
That was a lot. So I feel like this is the repercussion of Federer having a very strong 2015.
I mean, again,
that's my sense of that. So
And I agree with you 100%. Other than to say Federer is going to be 35 this year. And his body is not going to bounce back as it did. Federer has been able to maintain, whether through scotch tape and elbow glue.
For you Brits that may be listening, that's cello tape.
He's been able to keep his body together for a while, and he's been, because of his movement, you know, he just plays a different style of tennis. But, I mean, like, tennis is a very cruel sport on your body over time, and I think it's going to, like, he's hitting that levels and, you know, it's going down. And honestly, I want Federer to win 19 majors. I want him to win 21.
Listen,
it doesn't matter. For me, I don't need Federer to win another major. I am just happy if he's out there. And if he goes home, which I think he should, you know, men tennis will suffer and they would ball and they would have to try to drag Venus over there to try to play a match for them. But
I'm going to cut you off, because here's the reality of the situation. This is what people fail to think about. Roger Federer is ranked what at this very moment? Three?
Three, I guess.
Okay, so this man is third in the world out of thousands and thousands and thousands of players. And we have been spoiled as fans because he has virtually been injury-free for most of his career. He doesn't pull out of tournaments.
Clearly, he has four
withdraw.
Children.
Stop. He doesn't withdraw mid-tournament. It's something that doesn't happen. Something that fans of other players have become accustomed to on some level, whether it be at the beginning of their career or mid-length of their career, or even at the end of their career, Roger Federer has been different. He has been consistently there and consistently at the top. And as Federer fans, we all know that he is at the end of his career. But let us not forget that he is still number three in the world. And that speaks volumes. And because of that simple fact alone, that he is number three in the world, and this is not coming from a place where, oh my God, I'm a Federer fan, because I am, and I won't deny it. However, he is the only person on tour who consistently challenges the number one player in the world, who is head, shoulders, knees, and toes above the rest of everybody.
I get that, but that is an indictment.
So therefore, he will be back in 2017.
No,
he is not. No, if his body allows him to recover, he will be back, because it's not like he is 20 in the world, 25 in the world. He's number three.
Well,
he's number three.
But Janina, this is the thing, though. This is why I'm saying it just depends on how this year plays out, because right now on the race to the World Tour Finals, he's not doing very well.
No, he's not.
I know. And so what I'm saying is, if his body does not allow him to get into matches and play and feel settled, that means the battle next year is that much harder.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
but I do not believe that that means an impending retirement.
Just because he doesn't make the World Tour Finals.
I think that there are a lot of people out there who see the race for London and they think, oh my God, Federer's not going to make it, or he's barely going to make it.
I think he will, though.
I think he's, you know what, given
if
his body holds up, he is going to give us a very solid summer and fall.
And fall, I think so.
No doubt about it.
Because he's defending nothing in Shanghai and Paris.
There you go. And therefore he'll be in London, right? Even if he is at the end of the chopping block, he'll get in, and it won't matter if he's in 12.
He'll pull a little Murray. Remember that year, Murray?
Yes.
Yeah.
It won't matter.
Come on.
I don't think Federer retires after this year. And a lot of that is because I think a lot of us had preconceived notions that he might retire after the Olympics this year, myself being one of those people. I don't have any problem admitting that. However, the way that he talks about the future of his career, I don't believe that Federer would say, I'll see you next year in Roland Garros, if he didn't plan to be there. I'm not saying that nothing's going to change in between now and then. I just don't think that he would put that out there. I don't.
Federer will be there next year to cut the ribbon to open the ceremony.
No, he'll be there to play.
I think he's there to play. Everything that you're saying, again, Janina and Andreen, I agree. Federer is my psychic twin. I want to agree, but you mean he is a human, and I don't think he's done. I think he should go home.
You
don't get to retire people.
You don't get to. First of all, what I'm saying is that Federer is committed to the tour. That's clear.
Okay.
So that's his clear commitment. However, there are two reasons why Federer would not continue, and that is if his body doesn't recover well, and if he continues to be re-injuring himself, I do think that he'll have a serious question.
Yeah.
But if his body comes back like it
then
did, then I think he will stay. But what's really nice is he will now be freed to sort of opt in and out of certain sections of the year. I think that now that he no longer has to think about, I'm 65, I'm on my next Grand Slam. The first one is the hardest, right? It's the first one to say, I'm not going to do it, because that's when you have to really reject what you have been doing. You have to say, okay, I'm no longer on the streak, it's over. But once you pull out and say, I'm not doing the French, and if you can maintain a good enough ranking, then you can say, okay, I'm going to opt in for different sections of the season. I fully believe that Federer feels fairly committed, at least in terms of even his schedule, until 2018. If his body agrees with that schedule, he'll stick around. If okay. his body does not agree with the schedule, I think he will pull the plug.
And you know what? I am all for Federer going out on top of the rankings. It may not be the top of his game, but I am all for him going out on top of the rankings. And just before we completely wrap up here, I want to address a couple comments that were made on the YouTube feed from CTN04132. He says, or she says, I'm not sure which, Novak will probably win this year. Then his stands can finally rest in peace, LOL.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Second comment, I mean, same person.
I think they've given him a great jaw to make it happen. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know what? I think Novak wants it so bad, he'll fuck it up.
Yeah, that's just my thought. Happen.
Yeah, yeah, that is. And I see it happening again this year. A second comment from the same person is that predicting that Halep will win the Luscic Baroni again. Or Clay... Oh, does this say... Oh, I don't know who that is. C-E-P-E-L-O-V-A. How do you say that?
Sepelova.
Sepelova.
Yeah.
So, that's that. Yeah, that's it. I think we've gone...
Oh, I think we killed you, Real. So, do you want to have a final wrap-up? We don't want to...
No. You know what? As you were talking, I was listening. Hadrell Star. You know, and I thought, maybe I'm sounding like one of those ESPN pundit asshole who I think he should go home. He should retire. Get the fuck out of here. He doesn't look good. And I mean, I get it. You know, I love Federer. I would love to see him play all the time. But sometimes I tell myself when it comes to people on television and athletes and whatever,
yeah.
that my desires are not what's best for them. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That,
you know, and
true.
I don't want to interject.
I agree with that.
Put my,
I just
you know,
I don't think Federer is there yet.
Because, you know, I feel that I've been through this emotional cycle many times, so I can, you know, put some perspective. You know, I was mad Federer pulled out of the French, but you know what? I know he pulled out of the French because he knew he couldn't do it.
Listen,
he didn't
what
pull
did
out
I...
because...
True, but what did I say last time? I said, listen, if Federer isn't 100% and he doesn't feel that he can go deep or win, he's not
right.
going to play.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
I'm not... And even when we saw Roland Garros tweeting the pictures of him practicing in Paris, I thought, this means nothing. I did. I thought, this means nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just going to wait it out and see if he's going to play. Because he told us too many times that he was uncertain. And that's not typical. It's not something that we usually hear from him. I mean, everything on the Federer camp is typically so hush-hush, and we never know what's going on until the very last minute. And he was very open about not knowing where his body was, where, you know, what he was going to do going forward. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I wasn't surprised.
If he does retire, that's what I think. I don't think he would give any hint as to his retirement because he's so wanting to keep things close to his chest. He's very concerned about the shit that people publish about him. He doesn't give the press any ammo. If they want to say that he's slipping, he's the first to own that slippage and control the message behind that. So, you know, with all that being said, anyway, people...
So we are happy he withdrew.
Yes.
Because
you know
what? You shouldn't have any hesitation going into your favorite season.
That's right.
Just
grass. Bring it on, bitches. Bring on the grass.
3 weeks. You have 3 weeks now to just rest, chill out, get to Halle, get to Stuttgart.
More weeks.
Yes,
exactly.
and then you can enter Wimbledon with a clean, fresh mind. Nothing weighted down
ready.
Or heavy.
I'm
already
so ready.
I'm already looking towards grass. I don't even know about. I don't know if I can even stay with the clay, but we're gonna try.
We're gonna try real hard.
Anyway, fans, thank you for listening to us. We've just hit about the 2-hour mark, and I think you can stand with us.
Like a regular show.
It's an old-fashioned podcast.
An old-fashioned. So we will be back next week in another live episode talking about all the first week of the Roland Garros. And maybe, just maybe, our girl Meldonium could let us know what's the tea going on with Miss Martha Sharapova. And we can find out what's going on with that a little bit.
Yes, we did have a hearing this week.
We did have a hearing this week.
Yeah, and we should hopefully know something soon about the lovely Maria Sharapova.
Yes.
And can I just say, right before we wrap up, because I was uncertain about the process, so I'm sure there were other people who were uncertain about the process.
I'm glad you were going to say it.
I did get to speak to Richard Ings, who we had on the podcast before, who knows all about the process, and he clarified some things for me.
When there's a positive doping in the process, correct, of the legality of going through the channels of that.
Correct. He clarified some things for me because there were a lot of clickbait articles out there talking about the Maria Sharapova
undisclosed location.
Yes, that, you know, and this is typical. This is the way it works. This is what they do. It's never held at the ITF headquarters because they don't want a circus outside of the facility. So that is typical. It typically lasts 2 days. And it also, the way that the interworkings go, it is a arbitration. Everyone presents their case. They ask questions. Everyone's cross-examined. And, you know, and from there, at the end of it, when all the information is gathered, then the parties, they disperse, figure everything out, and the next thing up is a
final decision.
A final decision about what's going to happen. So I just wanted to clarify because it really seemed like a lot of things going on my Twitter feed, timeline were things, it made it seem like things were happening in a way that weren't normal. And yeah, everything that's happening is completely normal, and it's the way that everything happens. And one thing that I do want to specifically mention that Richard pointed out to me was, you know, think back to the Twerky case. Think back to the Chilich case. We never knew anything until it was done, you know. But the reason why we didn't pay as much attention is because it wasn't such a big name. So
none of them came out and had a they lied about why they were missing.
This is true. This is true. But everything is happening as it should be. It is going with the typical protocol, and now we wait.
Yes. So fans, all those who stayed up there Friday night and spent time with us tonight, thank you so much. And for those who will be listening later on, we appreciate your patronage. And don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Nole. Please say a kind word for Nole.
What is it called?
Bring the love.
And we say, if you bring the love, bring the condom. Bring the love.
All right. I'm just saying bring the love for the first three rounds. Okay?
Ciao.
But when he gets in, you know, just hate on him. Anyway.
No. Bring
ciao,
the
ciao.
Love.
Ciao. Bring good night, love, everyone. Don't forget to comment below. We are on Facebook, we're on Podbean, and we're on iTunes. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.